Six Nations elected council are considering taking its concerns surrounding Jordan's principal funding to the Chiefs of Ontario. In February, Indigenous Services Canada, or ISC, announced changes to the Jordan's principal operational bulletin, changing the program's operational procedures related to processing requests under Jordan's principal. Indigenous Services Canada, who oversees Jordan's principal funding, states that, quote, Jordan's principal is a human rights principal established by the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal to make sure that First Nations children do not face gaps, delays, or denials in accessing government services because of their identity as First Nations children, end quote. As a response to the operational procedure changes, Six Nations Department of Well-being informed community members through media release that Six Nations Jordan's principal team would no longer be able to offer emergency funding to community members and that new requests for funding through the program would be considered on a case-by-case basis. During the October 14th General Council meeting, Six Nations elected Chief Sherry Lynn Hill read the motion put forward by Council detailing its concerns with the program's current operational procedures and bringing those concerns to the Deputy Minister of Indigenous Services Canada, Gina Wilson.
Whereas the Six Nations Department of Wellness remains highly impacted by the Jordan's Principal Operational Bulletin release by Indigenous Services Canada in February 2025, whereas Indigenous Service Canada continues not to engage First Nations communities directly for Jordan's principal programs, changes, and distinct community needs. Therefore, be it resolved that the Six Nations of the Grand River Wellbeing Committee support the engagement of the Indigenous Service Canada's Deputy Minister, Gina Wilson, regarding Jordan's principal.
Councillor Amos Key also spoke on the community's frustrations with Jordan's principal and outlined other potential avenues to address the community's concerns.
I think you all know we are all frustrated with Jordan's principal at this moment, not just only here at Grand River, but across the country. And every time it comes up, you know, we get more and more frustrated. So we're trying to find strategically a way to engage the Department of ISC, Indigenous Services Canada, our own political system, which is the next resolution. And then looking at what's in our toolbox, and I think I mentioned it a couple of times, and hopefully the community will hear me. We have at our disposal, in our toolbox, we can request a public inquiry into the mess that Jordan Principal has become, but also we can engage the Auditor General to investigate her federal programs.
He further explained why he feels it could be necessary to pursue other avenues to address the program and the community's concerns with it through Ontario Regional Chief Abram Benedict and Chiefs of Ontario and requesting to launch a public inquiry into the program or consulting with the Auditor General of Canada.
Right now, it seems to us, or to me personally anyway, or professionally as well, they're just sloughing us off. And I think we need to call in the cavalry, excuse my American reference here, but I think that's the only way we're going to get any real solid response. And I don't know whether we serve notice that we're going to do this and maybe something will happen or we actually do it. So I just, that's the background of these two motions here, is that we got to try and find for our staff a way to get through this mess with Jordan's principal. And as you know, it's become a very strong mess across Canada. I think you read it every day or something on CBC or something about it, or in our own local papers. So I that's the background, and I don't know whether Deborah wants to add something to it, but that seems to be our discussion at well-being, trying to support our staff and trying to get Jordan's principal back on rails.
Key says by bringing these Six Nations communities' concerns to Chiefs of Ontario, he hopes that it could lead to them launching the public inquiry into the program on behalf of all First Nations communities in the province.
So I think it has to be very clear with our community that's listening and to all the families and that's affected by Jordan's principal that our staff has been right on getting all of this information to Ottawa to get the approvals, but it's Ottawa that's causing the frustration with holding back and not approving all of the work that our staff has been doing. Instead, they want to gut the program and cut it back. So I think that's our frustration. If we can give that to the regional chief, I think it'll be a good thing to do. And then maybe he'll carry it on to engage a public inquiry on behalf of the First Nations in Ontario.
When asked for comment by CJKS, the Department of Indigenous Services Canada replied through email saying, quote, through Jordan's principle, the federal government is committed to ensuring that First Nations youth have timely access to the supports they need. Indigenous Services Canada is aware of the concerns in question regarding Jordan's principle funding, and the department continues to work closely with Six Nations of the Grand River to address them, end quote. Six Nations Elected Council approved the October 14th motion to invite Ontario Regional Chief Abram Benedict to discuss the community's issues with Jordan's principle. I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.